Hey everyone, welcome back to Market Snap. The CNH rally is impossible to ignore. Forums are buzzing, timelines are full of hot takes, and FOMO is real. We're not here for the hype. We're plugging CNH into Market Snap's valuation model to see what's actually priced in. Does the math back the move? Let's set the stage. CNH Industrial is one of the world's largest makers of agricultural and construction equipment. We're talking about the brands behind Case IH, New Holland, and Steyr tractors, plus a whole lineup of construction machinery. It's a massive global operation, and right now, it's sitting in the middle of one of the most interesting cyclical downturns in recent memory. The stock has been through the ringer, but we're seeing some serious momentum off the lows. So the question is simple. Is this the beginning of a real recovery, or just a dead cat bounce? For those who need a quick refresher, CNH Industrial is a multinational headquartered in the UK with roots that go deep into American and Italian manufacturing history. The company splits its business into two main segments, agriculture, which is the big one, and construction. They also run a dedicated financial services arm that provides retail financing to farmers and wholesale funding to their dealer network. That financial arm is a key differentiator. It smooths out the cycles a bit and creates a captive revenue stream that pure-play manufacturers don't have. With over 34,000 employees and a global footprint spanning North America, South America, Europe, and Asia, this is a true industrial heavyweight. Now let's talk about where the money actually comes from. In the last full fiscal year, CNH generated roughly $18 billion in total revenue. The breakdown is heavily skewed toward agriculture. We're talking about $12.5 billion from agricultural equipment alone, which is nearly 70% of the entire top line. Construction equipment adds another $3 billion. Geographically, the United States is the dominant market, contributing around $5.8 billion. Brazil is the second largest at about $2.5 billion, followed by Canada and Australia. What's striking is the concentration. When North American farm incomes are under pressure, CNH feels it directly. And that's exactly what we've seen over the last couple of years. So let's dig into the most recent quarter, because this is where things get interesting. In Q2 2026, CNH reported consolidated revenues of $4.8 billion, up 2% year over year. That's a modest beat against what analysts were expecting. But here's the catch. Net income came in at just $141 million, or 11 cents per share. That's down from $217 million, or 17 cents per share, in the same quarter last year. So we're seeing a revenue uptick, but significant margin compression. Management did nudge the full-year guidance slightly higher, which is a positive signal, but the EBIT margin and free cash flow outlooks remain subdued. The market liked the beat, but the underlying profitability story is still a work in progress. Zooming out to the full picture, the trend is clear. In fiscal 2025, CNH generated $18.1 billion in revenue, down from over $19.8 billion in 2024, and way down from the peak of nearly $24.7 billion in 2023. Net income collapsed from $1.25 billion in 2024 to just $510 million in 2025. That's a brutal drop. And it's not hard to see why. The agricultural cycle has been in a trough, commodity prices have softened, and farmers are being cautious with big-ticket purchases. The company has been managing costs aggressively, but there's only so much you can do when your end market is shrinking. Looking at the first quarter of this year, CNH reported revenues of $3.8 billion, with earnings meeting estimates, while revenues actually beat on the back of favorable pricing. But tariffs and input costs are squeezing margins across both agriculture and construction. Management has been talking about disciplined operations, cost controls, and leveraging technology for long-term growth. They're positioning for the recovery, but they're not calling the bottom yet. Let's take a step back and look at the balance sheet, because for a cyclical company, survival through the trough is everything. CNH has around $2.6 billion in cash on hand. The debt-to-equity ratio sits at about 3.4, which sounds high. But remember, a big chunk of that is the captive finance arm, which is a normal part of the business model. The current ratio is a very healthy 7.2, and the quick ratio is just under 6. So liquidity is not a concern. They also generated about $2 billion in free cash flow in 2025, which is a massive improvement from the $800 million they produced in 2024. That free cash flow generation is what's going to fund the turnaround and keep the dividend flowing. The dividend yield is currently under 1%, so income investors aren't here for the yield. They're here for the cyclical recovery. Now let's get into the SWOT analysis, because this is where the story really comes together. Starting with strengths. CNH has an iconic brand portfolio with Case IH and New Holland that commands loyalty across global markets. Their dealer network is massive and deeply integrated. They also have that captive financial services arm, which provides a stable revenue stream and helps smooth out the cycles. And they're making real progress on precision agriculture technology. Their recent Farmer Pulse report found that 54% of North American farmers plan to invest in additional precision tech within the next 2 years. That's a secular tailwind. Now the weaknesses. The business is heavily concentrated in North American agriculture, which is currently in a downturn. Margins are compressing. We saw that clearly in the latest quarter. The company also carries a significant debt load, even if a lot of it is tied to the finance arm. And the stock has underperformed badly over the last 5 years, down over 25%, which tells you something about how the market views the cyclical outlook. On the opportunity side, we're seeing early signs of an agricultural upcycle. Commodity prices are stabilizing, farmer sentiment is improving, and the precision technology adoption curve is accelerating. The company has also been aggressive with cost restructuring, so when volumes do recover, the operating leverage should be significant. South America, particularly Brazil, remains a growth market. And the threats, this is a deeply cyclical business, and the timing of the next upcycle is uncertain. Tariffs and trade policy remain a wild card, especially with the new administration's approach to global trade. We're also seeing increased competition in precision agriculture from tech players and startups. And if the global economy slips into a recession, farmers will delay equipment purchases even further. Let's look at the price action, because the stock has been on a serious run. Over the last week, CNH is up nearly 15%. Over the last month, also up around 15%. And over the last 3 months, we're looking at a 17% gain. But here's the reality check. Over the last 6 months, the stock is still down 9%, and over the last year, it's basically flat. Over 5 years, it's down over 26%. So what we're seeing is a sharp bounce off the lows, but we're still well below the levels where this stock traded in 2023 and early 2024. The short-term momentum is undeniably strong, but the long-term chart is still telling a story of a company in a cyclical trough. Now, for the short-term traders out there, this kind of momentum can be tempting. When a stock rips 15% in a week, there's a natural fear of missing out. But chasing a cyclical stock after a sharp run-up without understanding the valuation is how you get burned. The question isn't whether the stock is moving, it's whether the move is justified by the fundamentals. And that's exactly what we're going to dig into now. So let's get to the heart of this analysis. What is CNH actually worth? MarketSnap's valuation model uses a forward price-to-earnings approach as the primary engine, with a discounted cash flow model as the supporting check. This setup makes sense for CNH because we have solid analyst estimates for forward earnings, and the company has a positive free cash flow history. The model confidence is high, and we've classified CNH as a cyclical company, which means we need to be careful about normalizing earnings across the cycle. Here's the key finding. The model puts MarketSnap's fair value at around $13 per share. The stock is currently trading at roughly $10.50. That means there's a gap of maybe 20 to 25% between where the stock is and where the model thinks it should be. The DCF supporting leg comes in at around $14, which is even more generous. So on both engines, the stock looks undervalued at current levels. So what's driving this valuation? There are a few key assumptions baked into the model. First, we're using a forward price-to-earnings target of 20 times, which reflects a historical normalized PE of around 10, plus a premium for the cyclical recovery. Second, we're assuming a recovery in free cash flow conversion. We're using custom ratios between 70 and 85% of net income over the next 5 years, which is more conservative than the historical average given how volatile the cash flow has been. Third, we're assuming a modest share count reduction of about 0.7% annually, reflecting a slowdown in buybacks. And fourth, we're using a terminal PE of 12 times, which is in line with the company's normalized history. Now here's the important part. These are estimates, and they can move a lot. If you change the growth assumptions or the discount rate, the fair value could swing from the low teens to somewhere in the mid-20s or down to single digits. The model is a guide, not a precise target. If you disagree with our inputs, you can plug in your own growth or discount rate assumptions on our intrinsic value calculator at marketsnap.com and see how the number shifts. It's a great way to stress test your own thesis. All right, let me give you my honest take on CNH. This is a classic cyclical setup. The stock is trading below what our model suggests it's worth. The recent earnings beat was real, and we're seeing early signs that the agricultural cycle is bottoming out. The precision agriculture story is a genuine long-term tailwind, and the company's free cash flow generation in the trough has been impressive. But here's the thing. I'm not ready to call the bottom. Margins are still compressing, the macro environment is uncertain, and the stock has been a value trap for the last few years. The forward PE of around 27 times looks aggressive for a company with declining earnings, even if the recovery is coming. If you're a patient investor with a 3 to 5 year horizon, this could be a really compelling entry point. If you're looking for a quick trade, the momentum is on your side, but the risk is elevated. What would make me more confident? I want to see 2 consecutive quarters of margin expansion. I want to see South American sales stabilize, not just North American sentiment improve. And I want to see the company maintain its free cash flow discipline as volumes recover. For the $10,000 question, if you put 10 grand into CNH today and the model's assumptions play out, you could be looking at somewhere around $12,000 in 5 years. That's roughly a 4% annual return, which isn't spectacular, but it's not nothing either. The real upside comes if we get a stronger cyclical recovery than the model assumes. What do you think about CNH? Leave your take in the comments below. Thanks for watching. If this helped you think through the story, hit like and subscribe for more stock deep dives. See you in the next one.